can never win when you play dirty. And I really hope that Hoda does dish his ass when she finds out the type of person he is, because clearly he's been moving this way for a while. It's clear that he wants Miguel's life. And y'all can say whatever y'all want, but why are you coming on a podcast, by the way, this was filmed 4 months ago, and talking about Love Island and comparing it to your journey on Too Hot to Handle in the way that you're doing it? I did find the fixation on constantly bringing up Love Island and comparing the fact that they're making all this money and they get it so easy and he doesn't a little off. And now with the context of everything going on, it's very clear what his motivations and intentions are. And anybody who doesn't see it at this point, I don't know what to tell you.
I've got nothing from it. The Love Island guys, yeah, which it annoys me when I hear them say, like, oh, I'm not getting it. Like, for the example, like the Liv and Kayla thing, like the way they talk and stuff. I'm like, bro, you don't even
know. Yeah, about like 50K shows. For brand deals and all that. Bro, like, we didn't get shit.
Did I choose the wrong show? What have I done? Now I'm in a point where I can't even do my normal jobs. Because I can't do modeling no more because I wouldn't take it because of the show, but then I'm not getting enough money from the show.
Yeah.
I'm not getting enough money from brand
deals. It's all on you.
I came off the show thinking I'm just going to get it.
Mm-hmm. It's just going to come.
Because some people, it does just come. Like, the Love Island, we know.
Yeah.
They're getting, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Brand deals in their lap.